You might have heard that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, now the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, ask guests to donate to certain charities instead of giving wedding presents. Well, here's a detail about the royal wedding that you probably didn't know. One of those charities is the Mena Mahila Foundation in India. It works to give Indian women access to menstrual hygiene products and to dispel the stigma around periods. My BBC colleague Yogita LeMay reports from Mumbai.
I'm in Govandi, which is an area on the outskirts of Mumbai. It's perhaps one of the poorest parts of the city. There's a big slum here. Just behind it is a massive garbage dump. But I've come here to visit the Mena Mahila Foundation. This is one of the charities that's been chosen by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So when people want to give gifts for their wedding, they can donate to this charity and six others. This is the only foreign one that's been chosen. Its office is on the ground floor of a seven-story building where a lot of people who've been rehabilitated from the slums live. And I'm just going to step inside it now and meet the founder. Hi, Suhani.
Hi, Yogita. Nice to meet you.
Suhani Jalota is the founder of the charity. She's 23 years old and set up Mena Mahila Foundation 3 years ago. They make low-cost sanitary pads and encourage more conversations about menstruation, which is still a taboo topic in India.
In the country today, there are about 320 million women that don't have access to sanitary products. We want women to talk about issues such as menstrual hygiene openly. The women that we employ here have never gone to school or have gone to school and have dropped out. And now these women are talking in public about sanitary napkins to more than 2,000 women every month.
One of the rooms in the office has been converted into a workshop. Half a dozen women are making sanitary towels there, taking compressed cotton pads and then processing them further. They make about 1,000 a day. The women live in the slums around the office. Last year, Meghan Markle visited the foundation and saw the work they do. Miss Jalota says she wasn't expecting to be on the list of charities chosen by the royal couple.
We were definitely very surprised, but we were happy that she really kept her word, that she would support us in any way that she could. We can now go to many more communities, speak to many more women, and we feel confident about what we're saying. It's kind of as a validation.
I've come along with two women from the Mena Mahila Foundation to an area where they distribute and sell their sanitary pads. It's a big slum that's right next to a canal that looks more like a sewer line, inky, muddy water with bits of plastic floating on it. Smells very bad as well. And I'm now walking through the alleys of the slum with them. And we've now just stopped at one of the houses where some of the sanitary packs need to be delivered.
Last month, there was a woman here that
Archana Amre has been with the foundation since it started. She tells me how tough their jobs are.
Many people bang the door in our faces. If there are men around, the women don't talk to us. But since the royal wedding news, more people recognize us. They recognize our brand.
Archana Amre with the Mena Mahila Foundation in Mumbai, ending that report from the BBC's Yogita LeMay.